medical community proudly presents the JDE Connection, a Quest on-air podcast production.
This podcast explores and showcases how JDE customers are harnessing specific functionality and capabilities to drive business success.
Hello, JDE Connection listeners. Welcome back. Once again, my name is Chandra Wabshaw, one of your podcast hosts, and I'm a senior business analyst at Brightview Landscapes. And with me this week and every week is my friend and podcast partner, Paul Haut Cooper, Vice President of J.D. Edwards Product Development at Oracle. How's it going, Paul?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. Sounds like it's going a little bit better for me than you. Sounds like you picked up a cold.
I did pick up a little bit of a cold this week. Everybody's just going to have to bear with the awful sounding voice, but at least we're doing this virtually, so no chance I'll be spreading it to anybody.
We appreciate you powering through for everyone.
Well, in today's episode, we're talking with Andrew Ostick, Senior Business Analyst with JF Shea Company and member of the JDE E1 Tech Sig. We're going to hear about a day in the life, delving into the various hats he wears, his roles and responsibilities as a Senior Business Analyst, and what his involvement in the JDE Tech Sig and other SIGs has taught him. So thank you for joining us today, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me as a longtime listener and first-time podcaster. I will just say, let's get bonkers and get on with our fun selves. We'll see if I can get triggered under the harsh light of this interrogation. I get my homework. I've listened to all the pods. Let's go.
That's fantastic.
Dang, I love it.
All right. Absolutely. Looks like we're going to flip the script today and start with the Midwesternism. So, Chandra, you and I talked about this. We have to start with the Midwestern goodbye then, if that's the way we're going to play this.
Yep. Well, obviously, you know, you and I both have roots in the Midwest, and Andrew has some as well. So he's very familiar with the Midwestern goodbye. And for those of our listeners out there that may not be familiar with that, the Midwestern goodbye lasts no less than an hour. Got to make sure you circle the room and say goodbye to everybody that's there, and then maybe catch back up with another couple people because you forgot to mention something. So we'll just start wrapping up our episode now with our Midwestern goodbye so that we can get it done in an hour, maybe.
Yeah, three episodes later, we might be done. This is going to be fantastic.
Nothing better than that deep sigh in a social gathering where you slap your hand on the table or slap your knees and you glance at your partner and go, all right, we should get going. 45 minutes later, you're finally at the door.
Truth.
Hashtag true statement.
So, Andrew, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Who do you work for? How long have you been there? Maybe what you like to do outside of work?
Yeah, I work for JF Shea Company based out of California, a senior business analyst. I've been with them for the last 18 months. Kind of a little bit about me as far as where I am right now in my professional career, if you will, and my support roles at E1. But outside of work, my wife and I are newly empty nesters. So we're trying to figure out what to do with our lives. What we do outside of work have been our family. So we're now kind of branching out a little bit. As you guys have alluded to, I'm a runner, as you are as well. So that keeps me a little bit active, although the age and the joints don't seem to agree with the concept of running when you get to be our age, but we make do. Beyond running, there's not a whole lot, I suppose. We are, as the empty nesters, we're big Nebraska Cornhusker fans, so we do take a lot of athletic competitions at the university, the Huskers, if you will, which is, I believe, the alma mater or where one of the J.D. Edwards co-founders, Ed McVaney, is from. So we have to always remember that when we're speaking of J.D. Edwards, we have that Husker mentality in there.
Love it.
I know. Being in Colorado, you might get Clayton and the Buffs, or you get some of the CSU fans. So we got to make sure we're bleeding red in all of our E1 talk.
Yeah, I appreciate the Huskers ribbon on the Buffaloes. So that's all right with me, being a Rams fan. We're all good. And my mother My mother was from Nebraska, and she was a Nebraska Cornhuskers fan as well. So I've had to live with that. I've had to live with my father, who's a Vikings fan, which has helped me in, you know, adapt to this podcasting with a Vikings fan. So my family's helping me out.
We all have burdens to bear.
I think Paul's burden is being a Packers fan.
We can't all be great. Just saying.
Better a Packer backer than a Purple Pride, right?
Oh, hashtag true.
Hashtag false.
This is where in business, I guess we get to agree to disagree.
Disagree.
And respectfully, what? This is new for me.
Everybody is entitled to their opinion, no matter how wrong it is.
Hashtag brutal.
All right. From there, how about we move on and talk about your professional responsibilities? For you, what does being a business analyst look like at JF Shea? Kind of describe some of your high-level responsibilities.
The day-to-day activities, kind of when I get up in the morning, it's much like what you had mentioned in your earlier comments, Chandra, the production support. So when I log on in the morning, I'm either looking at production level support or I'm looking at project management with different technologies or small projects, large projects, anything that I'm working on. So obviously, production support's always the main responsibility when a ticket comes in, whether technical, functional, what have you. But the project piece of it, a lot of what I kind of like to do, what kind of excites me is the newer capabilities, the technical aspects that are being delivered. So getting up every day and looking at new ways to use the system or new thought processes in regards to what we can enable for our users. Kind of the day-to-day stuff, we talk about what is a business analyst and how does that, I think we as business analysts we're really kind of change leaders within our organizations as we're affecting change within business processes at times through projects or issue resolution and can't lose sight that those changes, whether they're tangible in regards to that, those functional or technical considerations that with the production go live or maybe an upgrade with how JD Edwards system works, that human impact changes the way our users and the business, those stakeholders interact on a daily basis. So those type of things always in the back of my mind when I'm working as a business analyst, it's always keeping that in mind, balancing it with what can be done.
Two things that resonated with me that I want to know, I guess, is what tools are you using when you refer to what you're able to enable for the users? What tools are you using to do that? What is, you know, what's been maybe the most exciting thing that has been released lately that folks, you would advise them to take advantage of? The other place that I would go with this is around you being enabled to do that. You know, not every business analyst is given the freedom to play around with the tools to be able to enable their users. You know, it is about issue resolution. It is about maybe process change, but it's not so much about adopting the latest and greatest and trying to, you know, they're just not given the freedom to be able to take advantage of what we just came out with to make, you know, maybe the end user's life better. So I don't know how to ask that effectively, but we'll figure out a way.
No, that's good. It's kind of what tools do you use, but how are you affecting change, right? So the tools that we can talk about in just a second, but the newer tools that we're using and that I get most excited about are the new 9.2 platform with the UDO structure. And I'd say UDO structure, that's a very broad term because we all know that orchestrations are comprised of the UDO thing, UDO structure. What got me most excited about in the role that I'm at now was they had a desire and a willingness to find somebody that has an interest or some experience with that. So I've been, since I've joined JF Shea, that I've been kind of focused on enabling our orchestration capabilities. So with that, obviously the notification structure, once we got the orchestrator kind of set up and enabled, we've been able to put in place numerous different orchestrations and notifications that have helped our stakeholders or the business side be more proactive. We've used it in a sense where we knew we have to take an ESU, but the impact of it was much larger than what we were able to facilitate in regards to testing. So we're easily able to use existing form processing to kind of bypass until we view the larger application concurrently. We just use form processing to go through and have it update what was not working correctly. So those type of things, CAFE 1, you know, dynamic linking was in there. They had had a few in place before I started, but they hadn't used dynamic linking. So getting things like that in place. So those are the type of tools I would say, I guess, the newer functionality is trying to leverage that, you know, looking at E1 search groups as a different solution path than maybe what some of the restrictions are within a CAFE 1 screen, mm-hmm. the data structure and how it's already enabled. So kind of that thinking outside the box with what is available. And I know we will be upgrading this year both our apps and our tools. So we're really excited to get into logic extensions, because I know that's something that's really kind of the next step in that process, the task management stuff, the workflow.
I think one of the keys that you said in there, and Chandra, I'd probably redirect to you on this too to get your take, finding a company like JF Shea that's actually interested in what you can do with the tool, not just JD Edwards as a solution of record, as a, I hate saying this, but I hear it all the time, a necessary evil, but actually JD Edwards as a tool for change, as a way of affecting change within your organization. Finding a company that champions that, if you're looking for a position like this, that's what you would hope for, right?
Yes, absolutely. You want to be with a company that wants to embrace what is out there, what's new, how we can improve those processes within our system using the newer tools to do that.
I know you both have mentioned in previous episodes the ability to attract new business analysts, the new people to E1, and what a business analyst can do in that and what that all involves. I remember somebody that had a great impact on me used to always say, you know, ERP isn't always sexy, right? So when you get people, newer professionals that are looking fresh out of college, you know, that they're looking for all the buzzwords and all the new capabilities within software and the tech world or whatever. But when you kind of look at what's being delivered within E1, within our ERP system that we all know and love, it's really kind of, it's a beautiful deal. This is where I get on my soapbox, you know, what excites me on a daily basis, you know, working in the role as a business analyst or with the prod is trying to imagine the different ways that you can solution or facilitate something with Orchestrator. You know, those, I, like Chandra, am a recovering accountant. That's how I got into JD Edwards as a user and kind of that avenue or path into it. So once you start to understand kind of what's capable, that part of it just gets really exciting for me. You know, JD Edwards has all the tools to manage your organizations with Nilnet for years. It can store your data, manage your data and report or make that data actionable within the E1 tool set itself. But at times in prior roles, I've always kind of felt like that town crier, got the sandwich placard boards on me, but instead of ringing the bell and saying the engineer, I'm like, hey, guess what you want to do, guys? Hey, check this out.
Right.
Or you're Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind. you start to peel back the layers of E1. It's just a beautifully complex interwoven solution. It's daunting, but it's fun to play with.
That's awesome. I love it. I love the visuals.
Interested in learning how other JDE customers are driving success in their organizations? Join one or more of the JD Edwards Special Interest Groups, or SIGs, for informal conversation and community.
Bring your questions, find answers, build your JDE network, share and prioritize product ideas, and help influence product roadmap. To sign up, visit questoraclecommunity.org/groups.
It's funny to listen to folks say we're not investing enough, we're not doing enough. And my usual response to them ends up being, you're not looking in the right areas, or you're not viewing it properly. Do we have big, bold enhancements with new modules coming out within JD Edwards? No, because we don't need to. And my guess is most companies are not looking for that. They're looking for enhancements within their core, which is exactly where we're focused. But if you're not peeling back those layers to see what's possible within that world of the digital platform, then you're missing a whole world of opportunity. And so to hear you get excited about it, Andrew, I know there's plenty in back in product development right now that are probably cheering your name and thanking you for advocating on their behalf, because the team is passionate about what they're delivering. They enjoy this stuff. They see what they're able to enable, and they want to see people take advantage of it. So I appreciate you.
I think it goes back to almost to the heart of what, you know, a business analyst is or can be. And as Chandra mentioned, you know, being recovering accountants, we're not technical by nature. I'm more funk tech than I am fun tech. Much more on the funk, anymore.
Yes.
No, even,
now it's
well,
even.
Andrew.
Now it's even. We got two funk techs and two fun techs. We're all right. I like this. I like where this is trending.
I got that Red Hot Chili Pepper vibe. Funkadelic, baby.
Nice.
Small plan.
When you're, I guess, coming from where I started as an accountant, and before I got into E1, I worked for a large insurance company that had one dedicated position in the accounting department that was for intercompany. That's all the position was intercompany balancing transactions, everything like that. So when I joined as an accountant for this the customer that ran E1, I started in World. You know, I probably didn't give a great history. I started 22 years ago with World as an accountant. And there, during that first week or two, I sat with the JD Edwards expert at that point in time. They had one person, primary supporter of that. And she was walking through everything, and she started talking about AAIs and just how the intercompany stuff. And years later, she always mentioned, she goes, I knew you were right for a support position when I eventually moved into IT. She goes, because your face lit up and got all excited when you started talking about intercompany transactions and how the AIs worked. And I was like, well, I was just amazed that you didn't have somebody that's doing this full time type of thing. So, you know, it's those type of things where we as a business analyst, if you move from the business over, or if you're not a technical person by nature, you start to envision just what can be done. And again, going from World 22 years ago to what I'm working with now, you know, REST APIs. And I mean, I can barely spell that back then. And now I'm looking at that going, man, I'm going to learn how to harness this and pull this in. Pretty neat things.
Absolutely. You've made this transition, not just to a BA role, but you're, some would argue, more on the technical side of the business analyst. You know, we say there's functional business analysts, there's more technical business analysts. So what enabled you to make that transition?
And I think the thing that most enabled it's experience. I mean, that's a hard thing to talk to people when they're new getting into something because they want to dive right in. But it does take time and experience. And majority of that is just that level of curiosity and resourcefulness that is required. One of my previous roles at a client site that we built out a team. There wasn't a team to support E1. We built that out, and I mentored business analysts new to that type of role. And a lot of that is, I would tell them, you know, your job as a business analyst can be as easy as you want it to be. Because if you just want to be passive and sit back and wait for tickets to come in and only think about production issues or tasks assigned to you, your job can be really easy. You may have a short lifespan in that role, but that curiosity of not just how you can solve that or looking at the surface level of what's being asked of you, peeling that back and trying to find the underlying root cause of it, or, hey, we fix this, but what ways can we be proactive in that? It does take experience to do that, being that resourceful self-starter and always thinking of different things. You know, I'm a list, I'm a one-noter. creating all of your tasks, creating all of your things that you want to explore when you have some downtime. That's a big part of it. And that experience part is that you guys talked about a few episodes ago, that emotional intelligence, that active listening, that does take time. I mean, I think the biggest thing I've learned in the last 10 years in any of the roles that I've worked with, whether it's managing an E1 footprint, whether it's on the vendor side, whether it's on the BA side, whatever part of it is, it's people that probably are going to make or break you. And I don't mean that in a negative sense. I think it's more of understanding the role that technology plays in the day-to-day lives of your stakeholders and your end users. A lot of them, that defines who they are as a person. Mm-hmm. So you really kind of need to be empathetic to the end user. And a lot of the time, their day-to-day business process defines who they are in relation to their job. So you have to choose your words carefully, engage carefully, active listening. It's all of that that makes such a big difference.
Absolutely. I think having that empathy for the user to understand their level of frustration when they can't do their job, understanding that's how they define themselves is by being able to accomplish those tasks. And right now the system is preventing them from doing such, and understanding and being empathetic to where they're at, and to be able to step back and ask different questions, engage with them in a fashion that is non-threatening, non-accusatory, and understanding and wanting to help them, wanting to make their lives easier, wanting to be able to let them do what they need to do.
And not being defensive, because we all have this passion for J.D. Edwards. We all, you know, this is, what did Linda say, that this is our baby, right? You know, we have this passion for this product. So when somebody complains about it, you occasionally take it personal, like, hey, wait a second. But you have to put that aside, because at the end of the day, it is getting in their way of doing their job, and that is how they define themselves. And so there's probably a way that we can make it better. We can make the product better, or there's education that needs to happen. Something that you mentioned in there, Andrew, I think is really key, and it doesn't just apply to, you know, your role as a business analyst. It applies in my day-to-day as well. You said being proactive. A lot of times people stop with the corrective action. They get the problem identification, they identify, they go in and they do root cause, and they're solely focused on, what do I need to correct? How do I make this, you know, how do I just fix the issue? They don't go that next step, which is, all right, now that I've stopped the bleeding, now that I've put a Band-Aid on this, or you know, stitched it up, how do I prevent this from occurring again? You got to go that one step further. And you also have to be empowered to do that. I find that organizations that are just, you know, many times it's the fact that you're handcuffed. You're just going issue to issue, firefight to firefight, because you're not given the freedom to be able to say, okay, now that you've done that, let's sit down for a second and see if there's any way we can prevent it from happening in the future. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I think one of the biggest career scenarios that is just apt to that was an organization I was with. I was drowning. And anything that was an issue with E1, I had to solve. And I was back before I was even as technical as I am now, and as confident as I am now in being able to get through these type of questions. Was we ended up creating a enterprise steering committee, if you will, just a team. That was before we didn't even have a department. At many, it seemed pretty common 10, 20 years ago that organizations had the support roles for E1 under maybe an accounting group or a finance group, where we took that and we kind of advocated for a separate team under the IT structure and built out from there a enterprise steering committee, if you will, where we brought in more enterprise applications than just J.D. Edwards or CRM applications, some packages like that. But what it was a constant conversation with our management team and our executive teams to help them understand. You know, you guys had the JD Lingo Bingo contest, and it was a lot at that level to help the decision makers. Every organization's got your decision makers. And no matter how good of a system you run or of what you have, how great of people you have, you got to have some level of communication. And we do tend to talk in JDE lingo. And there's times where we would have these conversations and it was very, I will say, elementary JDE lingo that I'd be speaking and they'd be like, what are you even talking about? You know, so you kind of got to comment. Now, the only thing that I will say is you don't want to say when you're in those meetings, you don't want to say, let me bring it down to your level. That was, again, a learning curve. And once I said that, it was hilarious because I said it meaning full well. I was trying to actually put it in vocabulary that was relatable. And everybody in the room just stopped and looked at me. And then we all started laughing there because they knew what I was trying to do. But when I said, let me bring it down to your level.
Right. A better way of saying that would is let me speak English.
Yeah. Radically, right?
Let me translate that.
Where today I'm going to wear that interpreter hat for you.
Yes.
Yes. A very common hat. Mm-hmm. We're on a daily basis.
It's everyone's favorite time in the podcast where we talk about the Midwesternism of the day. We opened the episode by introducing this week's Midwesternism, the Midwestern goodbye. For those unfamiliar, you can equate this to the longest drawn-out goodbye ever.
That's right. This goodbye takes a minimum of 30 minutes, potentially lasting over an hour, as you must bid adieu to each individual at the party. Take too long, though, and the cycle may repeat itself. For kids, this can be extremely painful.
Indeed. Join us on our next episode of the JDE Connection, where Paul and I continue our discussion with Andrew Ostick, Senior Business Analyst with J.F. Shea Company and Vice President of the J.D. Edwards Tech SIG. We spend a lot of time talking about resources and try to give you some tips and tricks that have served Andrew well over the years.
Until next time, let's keep learning, sharing, and most importantly, laughing together. Catch y'all later.
Toodles!
Thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the JDE Connection, a Quest On Air podcast production. Show notes and links can be found at questoraclecommunity.org/JDE Connection.
To learn more about what's happening in the Quest JD Edwards community, visit our website at questoraclecommunity.org/JDEdwards.